Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My next guest, Phil Meir, is the owner and president of Jumpstart Convenience Store Chain. They have numerous locations in Kansas. He has worked in the gasoline business virtually his entire adult life. The business is a local family-owned company known for offering a variety of fuel options, including different grades of gasoline and ethanol brands. As a matter of fact, my wife loves Jumpstart. She will actually go out of her way to find a Jumpstart location because of the rewards. And we're pleased to have Phil with us this evening. Phil, thank you for joining us, my friend. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Phil, Let me ask you, let's start here. I mean, a lot of my listeners may not be familiar with exactly, you know, what is Kansas ethanol, and why should people, gas is cheap. Why do we need to consider alternatives?
Well, this goes back many decades, but the world's been controlled for several decades by foreign crude. And When corn became a viable product to make a liquid fuel, it brought that back to the U.S. and not from the foreign fields. So we're very excited what the farmers are doing here in Kansas to be able to produce a product. The ethanol plants here in Kansas are refining corn. They're doing two things with it. They're making ethanol with about a third of the kernel, and they're making distiller's grain to feed cattle. So they're using the corn in a very positive way. They're not using up more land to make more for fuel, but they're using the part of the kernel that is good for fuel and the part of the kernel that's good for feeding. So it's a great product. Obviously, the corn is grown. The sunshine comes from our good Lord, and he makes that product for us, and then we're able to turn it into a liquid fuel. We can blend those biofuels in with gasolines that are refined here in Kansas. There's three gasoline refineries in Kansas, and there's 13 ethanol facilities that make biofuel here in Kansas. So a unique thing about biofuels is Kansas is the only state in the U.S. that could be energy independent if you fenced off the state with the biofuels blended that we can use here and the gasoline refined here in Kansas. We can be energy independent. And we're the only state in the United States that can say that.
You know, it's what makes your story so unique. And I saw a YouTube video actually that you did recently. And one of the things that you said on there, and it really kind of resonated, was that you said that selling ethanol, and correct me if I misquote you, but you said that selling ethanol is a moral obligation and that you feel like you're doing the Lord's work. And I thought that was a very interesting way of putting it.
Well, we feel very strong about that at Jumpstart. Our company is faith-based. We focus highly on the opportunities that we're given to use these products. And I felt like that actually came from a movie documentary was made about 10 years ago. It was a movie called Pump the Movie. And in that documentary, we talked about how much our country's been affected by the foreign crude oil that we've purchased over the last 40 years. I often tell people when I talk about the energy business, I ask them, have you ever seen a picture of Dubai? And they say, yes. I say, well, that's the wealth of the Midwest of the United States. We've stripped the communities. We've stripped the industry, all buying fuel, buying oil, that is, from the Middle East. So I feel like a real obligation to our state and to our country to do whatever we can to make sure that we keep our funds here in the country. One of the things that really happens with the corn here in Kansas, when we're using it for biofuels, we are driving up the corn value and helping the farmers. What most people don't understand is when the farmer prospers in Kansas, the economy is driven. And when the economy is driven, you know, it really takes off. So all this kind of a full circle, taking it away from crude, using biofuels, building the case that we are doing what's best for our country, our state, and our community.
We're talking with Phil Neer, who's the CEO of Jumpstart here in Wichita. You guys have close to 40 locations. Now, I know you're growing. For example, our family has been doing business with folks at Beards, and I know you've just acquired that location. And as I said earlier, my wife goes out of her way. She loves your Jumpstart locations. Many analysts say there's tremendous growth potential in biofuels. I'm sure there's, you know, lots of potential there. What needs to happen to move the needle to create more flex fuel vehicles or create more stations in Kansas?
Well, I think what will happen in time is we're creating an opportunity for consumers with our super premium products, giving our consumers choice at our stores. We have unleaded gasoline, we have a mid-grade gasoline, we have a super premium, and we have flex fuel. So we're giving consumers choice where most of our competitors do not do that. But I do think in the bigger picture, as more consumers move to the products that we sell, our competitors will follow us. And that's my hope, that we'll continue to drive biofuels up, we'll continue to save our consumers money, and we'll continue to be prosperous here in Kansas.
Well, like I said, I know my wife goes out of her way, and if folks are interested, I know she also just loves the rewards programs as well. If folks are interested, if they want more information, if they want to sign up, they can get more information at jumpstartstores.com, correct?
That's correct. And our rewards program, you can go to the Apple Store and download Jumpstart Rewards and become a rewards member and start saving money every day.
Phil, I know we've got some ideas. I'm hoping the first time I actually was exposed to your stores was the rollback that you guys did when you partnered with AFP. And I know we're looking at doing something like that. Hopefully we can work something like that out again in the future. But thank you again, my friend. I wish you all the best and continued success for you and for your company.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.